The Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, is getting increasingly nervous as investigations mount into his alleged second strike, where he ordered a second strike on non-combatants who were shipwrecked in the Caribbean Sea. MAGA Pete Hegseth sat down for Donald Trump's cabinet meeting today that Trump slept through entirely, by the way. But early on in the meeting, people began to realize that Pete Hegseth's name tag was spelled wrong. Already a sloppy mistake. It says Pete Hegseth, SS Secretary of War. What does the SS stand for? It really makes you wonder. But beyond the superficial, sloppy mistakes, they were legit substantive mistakes that made Pete Hegseth really seem guilty of a potential war crime. This is not a joking matter, yet Pete Hegseth's entire strategy is that he's so panicked, he's trying to shirk responsibility onto people beneath him. You can sense the panic when his entire strategy is blaming the people around him. It's not the buck stops with me or the buck stops with the president. It's the buck stops with the person who's directly beneath me. I think that's the safest way for the buck to stop. That's how Pete Hegseth thinks. I mean, last night, let's just start here. Last night he said, let's make one thing crystal clear. Admiral Mitch Bradley is an American hero, a true professional, and has my 100% support. I stand by him and the combat decisions he has made on the September 2nd mission in all other sense. Wow, really just throwing him under the bus. I stand by all the decisions he's made. He made all the decisions. I stand by them. America is fortunate to have such men protecting us. When this Department of War says we have the back of our warriors, we mean it. This went incredibly viral, and it only got worse. Today, Pete Hegseth sits in the cabinet meeting, and he immediately tries to continue throwing Admiral Bradley under the bus. Let's start here.
And I will just end by saying, as President Trump always has our back, we always have the back of our commanders who are making decisions in difficult situations, and we do in this case and all these strikes. They're making judgment calls and ensuring that they defend the American people. They've done the right things. We'll keep doing that, and we have their backs, Mr. President.
They've done it. I stand by the decisions they have all made. The shifting of blame seems very, very obvious, not very leader-like, but it gets even worse. The timeline of all of this makes it very, very obvious. The Washington Post article dropped and said Pete Hegseth did a second strike. Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump both came out and denied the second strike. They denied it happened, both of them. Trump was on Air Force One saying it didn't happen. Pete Hegseth told me it didn't happen. And then Caroline Leavitt comes out the next day. They must have realized this investigation won't look good for them. Caroline Leavitt comes out the next day, and she admits that there was a second strike, but then she reads a pre-written message about Admiral Bradley being the one who did it. Not even a few hours later, Pete Hegseth tweets out about how he stands with Admiral Bradley. He stands with whatever decisions Admiral Bradley made. Then resurfaced Fox News clips of Pete Hegseth saying that he saw the strike with his own eyes surfaced up. So Pete Hegseth had to get in front of that today and concede that. So this is a Fox News segment from a few months back. A few months back where Pete Hegseth admits that he saw the strike with his eyes, which would make the situation worse. Take a listen.
So the president is sending a message to other cartels, right?
A very clear one. I can tell you that was definitely not artificial intelligence. I watched it live. We knew exactly who was in that boat. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we knew exactly who they represented. And
okay, so this just makes it so much worse. Pete Hegseth claimed naivete. He didn't really know what happened. Then Trump says, I don't know what happened either. But now we have clips of Pete Hegseth saying he saw it all happen. So during the cabinet meeting today, he has to scramble around and try to clarify in a shaken manner that, wait a minute, no. He saw the first strike, but apparently there was a second strike that he didn't really know about.
Those are not Christmas gifts from Santa. This is drugs running on four-motor fast boats or submarines that we've also struck. No one's fishing on a submarine.
Also, they don't actually care about drug trafficking. Donald Trump just pardoned the former Honduran president who helped drug traffic 500 tons of cocaine into the U.S.
And I have empowered them to make that call. Now, the first couple of strikes, as you would, as any leader would want, you want to own that responsibility. So I said, I'm going to be the one to make the call after getting all the information and make sure it's the right strike. That was September 2nd. There's a lot of intelligence that goes into that, building that case and understanding that a lot of people providing information. I watched that first strike live. As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things to do.
He had to reiterate, I watched that first strike live. But watch his spin, his shaken spin of it. Also, Trump is sleeping through this. I'm not even joking. Trump is just sleeping through this.
People providing information. I watched that first strike live. As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things to do. So I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting.
I genuinely cannot believe this. I just watched a Fox News clip of him saying he saw every single moment of it.
I watched it live. We knew exactly who was in that boat. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we knew exactly who they represented.
So they knew exactly everything, but now he's saying, you know, I saw the first strike, but then I went and took another meeting, man. I have stuff to do. I'm not even joking. These defenses are crazy. Just look at this guy. Of course he's giving.
A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do. And by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision.
Remember, he's very clear. Admiral Bradley made the decision.
To ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. He sunk the boat and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back. And the American people are safer because narco terrorists know you can't bring drugs through the water and eventually on land if necessary to the American people. We will eliminate that threat, and we're proud to do it.
So you didn't see any survivors, to be clear, after that first strike? You personally?
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand because the thing was on fire. It was exploded and fire and smoke. You can't.
Wait, was he about to say? He said, I personally did not see any survivors. So still leaving the door open for somebody to have seen survivors. But then he says, I stand. Was he going to say, I stand with Admiral Bradley again? This is some crazy shit. I stand with Admiral Bradley. Admiral Bradley is not even the one that we're looking at, bro. We're looking at you.
Not personally see survivors, but I stand because.
You stand with who?
The thing was on fire. Huh. It was exploded and fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war. This is what you and the press don't understand. You sit in your air-conditioned offices or up on Capitol Hill and you nitpick and you plant fake stories in the Washington Post about kill everybody, phrases on anonymous sources not based in anything, not based in any truth at all. And then you want to throw out really irresponsible terms.
I don't know how you're going to say this is the fog of war when we're not even at war with anybody, homie. I know that, like, look at his face. He knows he's bullshit. And this guy knows he's bullshit. And he's like, are they believing this? For real, though, we're not at war with Venezuela. We're not at war with these drug ships. That is the main contention. These are non-combatants that we're not at war with. So the fog of war doesn't apply here. Yes, I'm sure. In the Russia-Ukraine war, the Ukrainians have made some mistakes in the fog of war. People make mistakes at wartime. That is different. You guys said kill everyone. You then bragged about it. You then posted memes about killing everyone. And then now that there's allegedly footage of you guys killing people you weren't supposed to, you're trying to blame everybody beneath you as if the buck stops right below you. Here's a Newsmax host admitting that this is straight up a war crime. This is someone who, I believe, worked with Pete Hegseth for a while.
It gives me no pleasure to say what I'm about to say because I worked with Pete Hegseth for 7 or 8 years at Fox News. This is an act of a war crime, ordering survivors who the law requires be rescued instead to be murdered. There's absolutely no legal basis for it. Everybody along the line who did it, from the Secretary of Defense to the Admiral to the people who actually pulled the trigger, should be prosecuted for a war crime for killing these two people.
And who would...
I mean, that's some pretty strong language right there. One more clip of Pete Hegseth saying they have the power to do whatever dark things necessary. All right, dude.
Because of what politicians and the press does to warfighters. President Trump has empowered commanders. Commanders to do what is necessary, which is dark and difficult things in the dead of night on behalf of the American people. We support them, and we will stop the poisoning of the American people.
And Mr. Secretary, on the second strike, you said it happened more than an hour after the first. Did I hear it correctly?
I couldn't tell you the exact amount of time.
Minutes, or you went off the room, is what you're saying.
I already stated my answer quite clearly.
So remember this.
He's shaken. I already stated my answer quite clearly. He's not enjoying this. He's not enjoying being grilled. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate our breakdowns, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all the next one. Peace out.